Britain's National Health Service is experiencing its longest waiting times on record as tests and treatments put on hold through the pandemic work their way through the system. On Monday, thousands of appointments have been postponed for the public holiday of the Queen's funeral.
I had an appointment cancelled on Monday, so I came up today, and I think that's fine. I'm glad that they were able to see me at a different time so quickly.
If I was a cancer patient, I'd be really, really upset. And I do understand why, because everyone wants to pay their respect to the Queen. I don't know what the right answer is.
I've just had my bloods done because I didn't think they'd be open on Monday. I think it's very unfortunate that that's happened.
Emergency treatments and urgent procedures will still go ahead as planned, but reduced staffing means many other appointments will be hit. Family doctor appointments will also suffer, with many medical centres shut for the day.
Obviously, as NHS is obliged to go by the national holidays, at the same time, we have to look after our patients. So we are sort of stuck in the middle where we have to both respect the public opinion as well as the government opinion, for example. And so I think, you know, it's probably a very difficult situation that the NHS is in at the moment.
And as the country prepares for the Queen's funeral, others are being put on hold. Funeral director Francis Alcock has seen one planned ceremony on Monday postponed for fear it would be overshadowed and that people might not come. She says she's heard of other families, especially those who've booked cremations, having funerals cancelled against their wishes.
The feeling is that, you know, if it's their mum that's died, their mum is more important to them than the Queen, however much they love the Queen. And because of the monumental grief around, it's sort of taken away some of the sort of, I suppose, how they feel they can grieve.
For an event on this scale, one day of national pause will widely be seen as appropriate. But for those who've been negotiating the delays and backlogs of a COVID-hit health service, that one day could have been a much-prized knee surgery or cancer treatment. At the very least, it's a reminder that the multiple problems this government faces will remain after the mourning period ends, and they'll need to be dealt with. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.
A powerful typhoon.